Hi, I'm Eric, also known as Trekkie V47, from the Ranger Command Power Hour and the Starfleet Escape Podcast. You're listening to another great Four-Eyed Radio product. For more shows, check out foureyedradio.com. It's Morphin' Time!
Also known as Itty Bully.
To listen to the show, find us anywhere you listen to podcasts, like, say, iTunes or Google Play Music, because those are the two big ones. This podcast is brought to you by Revenge Lover Designs, illustrations and design that fit your personality. For samples and inquiries, visit RevengeLover.com. This show is also brought to you by nobody else, because I wanted to trick Doug for a split second right there.
I have been tricked. I am so embarrassed.
Bazinga.
Bazinga. What's up? We're back and we're watching Pokemon.
Yeah. Not a whole lot. I know we've kind of taken a break for a little bit, and to be honest, it's been nice.
We took like a week. Well, I guess, okay, our feed took a week off, but we haven't actually recorded for a couple weeks or a few weeks, right? Wow. But we're back. And we're taking it easy. We're just going to watch some Pokemon. You know, we're kind of still in the wake of Sword and Shield, but the first expansion's out. So, you know, we did all of our work and our homework and all those things. And now we're just enjoying a little peace and quiet, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
And I know this isn't really like what we do here, but I did actually want to mention that I actually did start, I started replaying my copy of Sword or Shield. And I started off by going to the Isle of Armor right first.
Oh yeah, to see what happens, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all the Pokemon levels are a lot lower.
Mm-hmm.
You still can't catch anything, but you can take part in like one star den raids, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, because it would operate like the wild area, right? Where like you can't really do a whole lot in there.
Yeah. So after all that, you know, getting a bunch of candies from that and whatnot, I was able to get my starter all the way up to the final evolution. And which, by the way, I picked Grookey.
There you go.
So I did not start with the fire starter like I did last time with my Ultra Sun game.
Makes sense.
And I now have an Urshifu, so now I'm ready to take on the first gym.
Take on the world.
Which I just find to be ridiculous that I now have like two level 30-something Pokemon fully evolved and can Gigantamax.
It happens. You know, you're just a prodigy. No big deal.
Yeah, right?
The Phenom Trainer.
Mm-hmm. So I just thought it was kind of cool and fun to do, so.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Mm-hmm. Why not?
But this episode,
yeah,
we're going to be doing an Ash Bash, and it's a fun episode. It is the Executor episode. What's the actual title called?
The March of the Executor Squad. And what's funny is I looked at that title, and I searched all the crevices of my brain matter, and was like, I have no idea what this episode is. So it'll be funny to go in sort of blind. Like, there has to be something in my brain remembering this because I've seen all these. But I have like no recall whatsoever. I do have a fun fact though for you.
Okay.
Did you know that despite Executor being introduced in the first generation, they also introduced a new form in Generation 7?
Wow.
Where it's real tall like a palm tree.
Did you know that form of Executor was first revealed in the 90s?
It was introduced in like promotional art. You are correct.
Like a card set or something.
Yeah, it was something like that. and it didn't really make any sense at the time. Do we know, question, do we know based on like Pokedex entries or lore if Alolan Executor existed first?
Oh, the Alolan Executor is the original.
That would make sense because it is a palm tree and it's always been based on a palm tree.
Yes.
So that makes a lot of sense. I know that like that's the cool thing about regional forms is that they don't necessarily follow the same timeline as the release of the game. So love that.
Yeah, I think it's even mentioned in the anime. They're like, yeah, the Alolan Executor is the original because the sunlight there was so strong. And then people decided they wanted to bring the Executor over to Kanto.
Where so the sunlight is garbage.
Right, but then they kind of shrunk, lost the dragon typing, and became psychic instead.
Yeah, defense mechanism, probably. So, yeah. Anyway, we're watching an Executor episode. We're not going to see any Alolan Executor. At least we shouldn't. That wouldn't make any sense. But I don't remember anything about this. Do you remember, like, you said it was a fun one. Do you remember this one?
I remember the ending.
Okay, gotcha.
And that's only because it goes with a theory I've said throughout this entire Ash Bash watch.
Beautiful. Okay, awesome. I can't wait.
So we'll talk a little bit about that after the episode.
Sweet. Well, let's get to it then, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
My Netflix is zeroed out. I'm ready to go when you are. Actually, let me put volume all the way up because I had set down to nothing.
We start the episode with no sound.
No, you know, it's just the theme song. Who cares about that?
Gasp.
All right. 1, 2, 3, play.
Huzzah. Beautiful. Beautiful. We haven't heard this in a while, because I think even our last Ash Bash was recorded, like, well over a month ago. Mm-hmm. It's kind of wild to think that we're on episode 40 of this. Like, I know it's been slow going, because we just kind of do it casually, but we've been doing this for 40 Indigo episodes.
Yeah, and that's not even counting the episodes we watched that aren't even on Netflix.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point. Yeah, over 40 episodes.
Yeah, because we did for the Sun and Moon episodes and then, like, the few banned episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which were, I think we're missing an episode.
Hmm.
There's the episode where he gets lost in the,
in the mountains?
In the mountains in the cold and gets swarmed by all his Pokemon to keep him warm.
Yeah, that one's weird. We can kind of get away with doing that whenever we want, I think.
Yeah, because that took place before this episode.
Right, but the release of it is also bizarre.
Yeah, I think that's because of Porygon.
Yeah. All right, so we have a carnival.
Ooh, that's a lot of Pokemon.
Yeah. Is that Jesse's sister?
I don't know, but Brock's about to go into cardiac arrest.
I know, right?
Oh,
yeah, because you three are absolutely the partiers.
Oh, my.
Where did those ruffles come from?
Where'd the hat come from?
Yeah, I would be with Misty. I'm good. Thanks.
Yeah.
I saw a Clefairy balloon and I want it.
By the way, I tagged you something in, or I sent you something in Instagram.
Oh, you did? Oh.
Yeah. It's Pokemon related, so this is okay.
Ah.
You can check it out later.
Well, that one was great, wasn't it? Which one do you want to ride? Ooh, next? I want ice cream. Oh, this is starting to seem familiar.
I forgot about this guy. Like, I remember him, but I forgot how much of a grovel he was.
I like that like, he's a... Like, his behavior's something you forgot, and clearly his behavior's something that, like, jogged my memory. Brains are weird, man.
The Executors, or the Executes... have a bit of a point on them compared to what they normally do now.
Yeah, they're much more like elongated egg shapes.
Yeah.
And they're very white in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, yeah. Help me, please.
Okay. Oh my. I'd like you to become
the
assistant in
my act. Oh, the executor's so happy.
Mm-hmm. Hi. For you.
I'm not very famous yet, but I'm working really hard on my magic act.
I want that. I want that banner of Pokemon flags. Maybe I'll make my own and hang it up in my apartment.
There you go. They kind of look like flags that you see like on out on the ocean.
Yeah, they looked sort of like like seafaring flags mixed with like prayer flags.
Mm-hmm. I like the Goldine dress.
I am Melvin, the magician. I love how unenthusiastic he is. That would be a really, really cool cosplay for somebody who does Misty. Deep cut, but it would be cool.
If anything, people mostly just think that you're just being a Goldeen.
Yeah, you'd really have to nail, like, the wig and probably some makeup stuff, but...
I mean, if you got somebody else to cosplay as the magician holding Execute...
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing. Oh, wow. Who knew Brock was such a heckler?
My Pokemon and I are gonna do some great magic tricks now, which will amaze and surprise you.
Don't you mean surprise and amaze?
That's amaze and surprise you.
That's why we make such a great team.
Clever.
Yeah, right.
Aw, the Executor's so happy, though.
Mm-hmm.
I could totally cosplay this guy. I just need a Misty. Oh, Lordy.
Fire, fire, fire.
Oh, you can't just shoot fire all over the place in an auditorium, sir. Ay, ay, ay. What did you expect? The sprinklers not to go off? Yeah, I've definitely seen this, but I must have only seen it when it first aired, because I'm, like, remembering it now, but I still don't know, like, where it all goes.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we were getting to this episode, I had to rewind all the way, because apparently I'd watched this at some point, I don't remember when, but at some point I had watched this episode.
That's funny.
So I saw somebody else yelling at him besides the one girl from the beginning.
I feel sorry for the guy. He just doesn't know what he's doing.
He has no idea what he's doing.
What's that mean? Don't worry, Melvin. Cheer up.
You know, Misty, you do have a psychic Pokemon that you could help him learn with.
Yeah, Starmie.
Give up? You're not going to give up your dream that easy, are you? If your show's no good, then learn some new tricks and make it good.
That's a good idea.
Ash does say something right once in a while.
I was just gonna say, like, Ash is actually being, like, pretty dope in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
We'll even help you out. You can do it.
I also kind of like it how, like, we're seeing all these executes, and, like, they're all facing the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike in, like, most promo images, you get, like, the one that's just facing
the angsty reverse. One.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to look at the camera.
Wait till they see our bag of tricks.
Okay, well, what, you can't sunbathe on top of a balloon?
I feel like they'd be sinking in just a little bit.
What?
Especially with those chairs.
What?
Supposed to use fake flowers.
Or a grass Pokemon.
Where are we going to find one of those?
I know, right? He needs, like, a whole team of Pokemon.
Now they're depressed. Hey,
honestly, that's probably what magician shows would be like in the Pokemon world. Especially if you didn't include any psychic Pokemon. Where is he getting all these costumes?
Right?
Is that what you were about to say?
Yes!
Yeah, see, Ash has a good idea of how this is supposed to work.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, we know what he's doing, but it's a much better show.
Mm-hmm.
Until what I think is about to happen happens.
Yeah.
Oh, poor little guy. Okay, so he's got to get some logistics down, but he's got the right idea.
Exactly.
And I do think like magicians or illusionists would rely on like clever Pokemon tricks and not mm-hmm. like psychic ability, because everybody knows that people are psychic and telekinetic in this world. Exactly. So I don't think it would be that impressive.
Yeah,
I mean, like, it'd be impressive, but it wouldn't be surprising or a shock or tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, rude.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hate on those execute. They're going to blow your head up.
Stop it, Ash. A staring contest isn't going to get you anywhere.
I'd like all of you to stop now.
Okay.
Huh?
Does he not even know that his Pokemon are psychic? Is psychic?
Does he even know what executes are? I think he was just using them for juggling.
I know, right? He's only now just learning that his execute can use hypnosis.
Going straight into the leaf forest.
Yes, master.
I hate to do this to you, but I hate exercise.
Leaf forest.
This is messed up.
Has the little brat under his spell.
They're just where we want them. What's our plan?
How did he manage to get Ash to pull him on a rickshaw without Misty and Brock like stopping him?
Yeah, someone saw them headed for the leaf forest.
You were just with them. How did you let them get away from you?
Yeah, how did you lose them?
Ash and Melvin must have just come through here.
But why would Ash have gone with Melvin?
Wait a minute.
Huh? Oh, they don't understand.
What if Ash was put under hypnosis attack by those execute and now they're...
There we go. Okay, I'm glad she said it that way. Like, I'm glad she specifically acknowledged there was an attack called hypnosis. Because I was about to say, like, there are a number of points in some of these episodes that rely on everyone not knowing anything about Pokemon. And this was about to be one of them.
Well, when Ash doesn't have Dexter, or when Ash has Dexter and they don't have Ash.
Mm-hmm. The walking tropical rainforest.
Its special attack is hypnosis.
I'd like you is to it?
These to a form.
Yes, Master. Charmander, Squirtle, Bulbasaur. Attack.
This is so ridiculous, and I'm kind of into it. It's so weird. Oh, goodness.
Why did you hold the Pokeball upside down?
This is very much... he's a fan of the cards. This is... Although that's not how the cards work. That's a
right.
totally different problem.
I think it's just because he's such a novice person.
This is not where I thought this would have gone, but wow. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
This guy's like actually a villain.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone.
Now that I've captured these executor, I can put everyone at the carnival under hypnosis and command all of them to come see my magic show. At
oh my
last,
gosh.
I'm finally on my way to Los
I
Vegas.
Mean, not a very good villain.
No. But a perfectly cartoonish one.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Fancy Jesse and James.
Yeah, and James isn't in a dress.
Oh, yeah.
To extend our reach to the stars above.
Jesse!
James!
They're better magicians than Melvin.
That was great. You guys are wonderful.
It's not over yet. Team Rocket
Blast. Ooh, and an outfit change.
Yeah. Outfit changes always amaze me.
You know, what if... I know you've seen these types of acts before because you and I both watch Big Brother sometimes. But have you seen... You've seen, like, the quick change acts before?
Yeah, I've seen them on AGT.
Oh, and they do them on there too, yeah. What if Jesse and James are actually just, like, quick change artists who are trying to be criminals, and that's why they're so bad, is because they're actually just, like, quick change artists and have no, like, criminal experience?
I'd accept that.
And if they aren't, the cholesterol.
All right. First off, they're not eggs. They're seeds.
Yeah, but, James. You know. Still clever.
Huh? And this has always bothered me. Execute evolving the Executor with a leaf stone.
Oh, well, yeah, this show.
But they're in the leaf forest, so I think there's something there.
Oh, that's what your theory is?
Well, not that theory, a different theory.
Okay, gotcha. I was going to say, because I don't remember that theory, but I do like that theory. And it makes perfect sense. The stones have to come from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that actually would support the idea that in, like, the games that you can eventually evolve things that needed to be in a particular location outside of that location with a stone.
Which is what they're doing in Sword and Shield.
Right. Because
now, Magneton evolving in Magnezone, you need a Thunderstone.
Yeah, so you could argue that, like, that Thunderstone is from that particular place or like whatever. Mm-hmm. And, like, Glaceon, you can evolve with an Ice Stone.
Yep, and Leafeon with a Leaf Stone.
Right. Oh, that one Executor head looks so worried.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, Executor were already big.
It would have been funnier if, like, Jesse and James were, like, right next to each other and Meowth was on top of them, so they still had, like, the three heads.
That would be great. What's going on? I don't remember anything. You were under deep hypnosis. Hypnosis? Oh, yeah, where's Melvin? Ash? What's going on here? What have you done, Melvin? The Executor used hypnosis on each other and got all confused. That doesn't even make sense, Melvin. Now, Ash.
Oh, yeah. We gotta stop.
So many things you said made no sense. Oh my gosh, a 4-scoop ice cream cone.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no! Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you think that, Misty? They just happened to find the one, like, circular nook in the cliff.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. They don't realize what they're doing. It's not their fault. Who cares? We can't let them cause any more damage to the town. So we're gonna blow them up.
I mean, I understand his point.
I understand his concern. His solution's a little ridiculous.
Exactly.
And this is the world of Pokemon. You can come up with so many quick solutions. Dig a big hole. Make a ring of fire. Use other psychic Pokemon. I can't imagine why. Giving him haircuts. Watching these older episodes really does highlight how much smarter Ash got over the course of the series.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not even considering the latest series where he's like the expert.
Yeah.
Keep going, Charmander. You got this.
Mm-hmm.
You got this. Wait, this isn't where he evolves, is it?
I'm not going to say anything.
I mean, it would make sense. I just don't remember when that actually happens. But it sounds about right. Oh, maybe not. God, what does that happen? Oh, well. This is the best thing about, like, not having a very great, like, detail brain for this kind of stuff, is I get to be surprised all over again. I know I can't do it. You can't do it.
it. Just look at Ash's Charmander. If that little Pokemon works that hard, then you have to at least try.
Aww.
Then I'll give it my best shot.
Melvin, Charmander.
Oh, okay. Charmander's still in the game. Dang.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing they're Pokemon and not real trees. Or I guess just regular trees. They're certainly real.
I really did it.
I really did it.
Executor, your hypnosis spell is broken. This is so wonderful.
Wow, that was a close call.
You're right. Thank goodness no one was hurt.
Okay, there we go. My memory did not fail me.
I didn't want to give it away.
No, I mean, like, it all added up. Mm-hmm. But I also wasn't going to go, like, hard on, like, no, this is definitely what happens, if I didn't actually remember.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Charmander. I mean, Charmeleon.
And now we enter a very particular era of the anime that everyone remembers.
All of you.
How many heads does Executor supposed to have? I thought it was only three.
Well, it's always shown with three, but I've always thought it should have six.
Yeah.
That would make the most sense. And I would buy it having six because, in theory, you would only ever really see three at a time if you're looking straight on, but I don't really
because
know.
Because Melvin's, we just saw right there, like, it had some in the back, and then that's when it was looking straight at it on the front, you saw four heads. So. Yeah.
Yep, I don't know. Can their heads fall off like coconuts?
I don't want to think about that.
That's dark. I'm going to guess no. Yeah. Well, that's a fine episode. I mean, like, it obviously didn't leave much of an impression with me as a kid, but I don't think I've watched it since then, so that's probably the actual explanation. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, like, it does a pretty decent job telling a coherent story. Like, silly details aside, they meet this magician who uses a particular trick that causes a problem, and then it comes back around to a point where he has to use that same trick to solve the problem. So it's actually kind of a cleverly written episode. So props, and, Pokemon.
I mean, like, this guy, he hits the lowest of all low points. And so.
Yeah, and then he becomes a hero.
After being a villain.
Being a horrible villain.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, wow. Poetry.
Yeah, so the fan theory is...
Yes?
That because Charmander took on all those Executors, it just gained a lot of experience points. Now, obviously, experience points don't really exist, per se, in the Pokemon anime.
Right, outside that one episode.
Right. yes, hence why this is kind of a fan theory. But so it goes on to say that because he gained all these experience points, and because Ash technically has only earned two badges out of the six that he has right now, that's why Charmeleon doesn't listen to him.
Because it and leveled up too quickly beyond the point at which Ash can actually instruct his Pokemon.
And because Charmander used to belong to a different trainer.
He was already prone to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so
I mean, it makes plenty of sense.
Yes. And that's why, and I think like two or three episodes, Charmander quickly evolves into a Charizard. And we'll see in the next episode that he uses Charmeleon in a way that Charmeleon doesn't want to be used. Charmeleon wants to be a strong fighter, but he basically tells Charmeleon, hey, go easy on this next Pokemon, and Charmeleon's not a fan of that.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why he's like, you know what, you're not really that good of a Pokemon trainer. I'm not going to listen to you.
Yeah, I mean, it all adds up. I feel like it's a hard thing to argue against. I don't know who would be able to put together... I feel like if you wanted to argue it, the only thing you could do is say like none of that exists in the show, but like
exactly,
but like that's not really an argument against it. You know what I mean? Because there's like plenty of stuff in the show that's obviously based on the games and the mechanics and stuff like that. So like, seems legit to me. Whether it's, I mean, I was about to say whether it's canon or not. It's obviously not canon, but whether it were actually acknowledged as canon or not, like mm-hmm. all of that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
It's like a totally easy thing to buy into.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a good one. It's a good one. Nah. Well, anyway, thanks everyone for joining us along this brief little jaunt along the Victory Road. For information on episodes and contests or to give us feedback on the show, be sure to find the podcast on Twitter and Facebook at Victory Road Pod. And if there's anything in the world of Pokemon you know a whole lot about, or if you'd like to share your own fan theories, just let us know. Until next time, we're headed back to the Pokemon Center to heal all of our burns that we sustained as onlookers in this town that was just nearly set on fire. Bye.
Bye. Production of the 4Ride Radio Network. For other great shows, check out www.4rideradio.com.